First of all, tell me your name and how you're affiliated with the races here.
My name is Turney McKnight, and I'm director of the Manor races. I have been since 1978. However, the races themselves have gone on much longer than that. This will be our 99th running.
Well, tell me just a little bit about the races themselves. I mean, obviously, it's got a long history. If you can just sort of describe it, because there's probably a lot of people who might listen who aren't real familiar even with steeplechase.
Well, it evolved from the days of, obviously, horse and buggy, where horses were primary facet of life in the country and the source of sport for young men. And so they started racing there. They weren't thoroughbreds then, over jumps, which are over actually line fences, board and post and rail fences, which were also part of country life. And and the distance, interestingly enough, for 100 years has been the same. It's about 3 miles. Courses changed once. It was over on the Founders' property, which is about 5 miles from here. But since 1978, the race has been run here. It's 3 miles, 16 jumps.
Wow. And so that course, for people who, again, aren't familiar, this isn't just going around and around on a racetrack.
No, it's not. It's you start and finish. You don't cross your path or jump the same jump twice.
Well, I know we've got a little inclement weather kicking off the day here, but that's expected to clear up by race time, we hope. How many people come out to this? I mean, it looks like, from what I can see already, you probably expect a pretty good crowd.
Well, what you're seeing is just support people, really. I mean, the fans haven't even started arriving. We've had our crowd estimated by the local newspaper at 7,500. That's probably about right. It might not be that many today because of the rain, or it might be more.
Yeah, it's one of those things you never know. Let's see. You've got the John Deere folks out here with a display, and I'm betting that's because it's the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, not something that happens every year. What do you think about having them out here?
Well, I got a farm myself, and that's my John Deere tractor down there, and I'm a John Deere man, not a International or Ford man. So, yeah, I love John Deere, and I love that tractor and trailer you got. It makes me feel good, and seeing all these tractors here.
Well, I mean, we hope we don't have to use them for anything other than display purposes here this morning.
Well, but no, you won't. We won't get them all muddy. I wish there was more big farm tractors, and you know, mm-hmm. This day and age, you're selling more and more small equipment for contractors and stuff.
Well, actually, this particular project is with the smaller horsepower, what they call utility tractors.
Right.
And again, that's, like you said, some of it's commercial, but also for large property owners, because we see so many people moving out into the countryside on, well, they want a few acres. You know,
right.
We call them rural lifestylers.
Right, right.
So we're very happy to be a part out here, and I'm really looking forward to this. I've never been to a steeplechase race myself, so hopefully have the opportunity here this afternoon to see one of them myself.
Well, I mean, we're happy to have the John Deere folks here, and I hope they all have a great day, and I hope nobody does call for their tractors. Pull somebody out.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're here at Our Lady's Manor Steeplechase, and this is where the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show kind of ends up its East Coast run before we head out west. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.